oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I'm going to talk to you about three behaviors that block your manifestations. They block your blessings from coming to you, and they block you from getting that love and abundance that you deserve. You need to immediately stop doing these things. Don't worry though, I'm going to tell you what you can do instead in order to attract your manifestations even faster. The first behavior that you need to stop doing is chasing things. And instead of chasing things, you need to get comfortable receiving more. Usually when we have a new desire, we have this urge to act on it and do something. Or we have this urge to research all this information, and then we get stuck in analysis paralysis, where we keep having to figure out what we want to do and we don't even know where to start. So instead of chasing the next best technique, the next best thing, the next best option, allow yourself to relax. Focus on your intention. Focus on already having the thing. Visualize what that would look like for you and allow the opportunities to come. When we're manifesting something, we don't always know how it's going to come to us, but we can't get distracted in chasing every single thing outside of ourselves. We have to focus on our purpose and allow ourselves to relax. Calm down, get out of fear and scarcity, and allow us to see things from a higher perspective so we know what opportunities are best for us to take. When we're in scarcity mode and we're chasing opportunities, we're chasing things without any true direction or purpose, this trains our mind to not really always take the best opportunities. You may do things that aren't really aligned for you, but you think you have to because you think you don't have any other option. So you may work with people that you don't really want to work with. You may have to do things for money that you don't really want to do. You may have to do things to get a certain outcome that make you uncomfortable, or you may have to endure undesirable circumstances. The second behavior that you're going to stop doing right now is begging or negotiating. Now, I'm not talking about a business negotiation. I'm talking about your day-to-day life, negotiating on your personal boundaries, begging people to respect you, begging people to show up for you, begging people to reciprocate you, begging people to validate you. You are no longer doing these things. Instead, you're going to allow other people to choose what they want to do, and you're going to accept the outcome, whatever it is, and accept yourself for who you are and validate yourself first. You're going to give yourself attention and allow other people to show up in the way that they want to show up. When you do this, you become extremely magnetic for what belongs to you because you're no longer entertaining things that are not aligned. You're no longer entertaining things that don't appreciate you, that don't reciprocate, that don't improve your life in any way. So you're making space for better opportunities to come in. When you accept people for who they are and how they want to show up, it's fair to you and it's fair to the other person because you can choose what you want for yourself and so can they. And from there, you'll be able to decide whether or not you're going to be in each other's lives because you don't have to be best friends with everyone. You don't have to be super close with every single family member. You don't have to be in a relationship with one specific person. You don't have to be in a business relationship with one single person. There's more options out there. So allow yourself to do what you want to do, allow the other person to do the same, and figure out if you're aligned for each other or not. You're no longer forcing these relationships if they're not working. The third behavior that you're going to stop doing right now, because it's literally blocking you from getting what you want. You're going to stop rushing around and rushing through your life. Instead of rushing to get things done and rushing to finish things fast, you're going to romanticize every moment. You're going to take your time and you're going to enjoy the little aspects of everything that you do. What you enjoy now and what you want now, it's going to change over time. So when you manifest what you want, you may enjoy certain things about the manifestation, but there may be other things that you miss about your old life. You still want to experience certain things about it, and you're not experiencing it now. So wherever you are in this moment, realize that it's going to change at some point. So enjoy the things that you like about your current reality. Stop rushing to get the next thing and rushing to get to the next goal, because things will constantly be changing, but you're always going to have things that you like and things that you don't like. So if you're only focusing on the bad, then your reality is going to change and you're going to be like, oh, I wish I appreciated more of the good things. It's like when you're in school and you have that constant connection to your friends because you go to class every single day. You spend the same amount of time with the same people every day for a long time. And if you're really close, you probably see each other outside of school as well. So even though you're all in school and maybe you hate going to school, you hate having the responsibility, you hate having homework, but then you graduate and everyone moves away and everyone goes to college or starts their lives in other states and other countries. And then you don't have the same responsibilities. Your life improves. You have more independence, but then you miss that you got to hang out with your friends every day and talk to them every day and see them every day. So even though you don't miss being in school and going to school every day, you still miss certain aspects about it that maybe you don't have 100% right now. So things evolve through life and you have to be able to appreciate every moment, romanticize every moment, and not get so stressed out and so in a rush to get to the next thing. By switching these three behaviors, you're going to be able to attract what you want so much faster. Remember, you already have all the tools you need, but if you want to work with me, if you want to check out my books, if you want to check out my learning programs, everything is linked in the description, okay? I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye! Mwah.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.